Programming sponsored by Charity Mobile. Life is calling. Take it with you. More information at charitymobile.com.
This is the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
I would just encourage couples not to be afraid to open the door to prayer in their relationship, because praying as a couple is transformative for your marriage. It gives God the opportunity to work in your marriage, in your life together, to deepen your love for each other.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
I pray with my spouse. I don't know whether you do or not. Are you in a relationship? Do you pray with your spouse? Do you pray with your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whoever it may be? Do you pray with your family? Who do you pray with? Do you pray just yourself? Of course, Pope Francis is the one who coined the term accompaniment, right? And in the spiritual life, and it really boils down to is really spiritual friendship, that you become friend with someone and the two of you help one another grow in the love of God and love of others. And marriage really is a beautiful sacrament, one in which we are called to work out our salvation together, to grow in holiness. And if you are married and not praying, I hope you turn up the radio. And if you're saying, look, Drew, my husband will never pray with me. I don't care what you say. I'm not going to be able to get him to pray. You know, or maybe, gentlemen, it's vice versa. Maybe your wife isn't into it. I have an uncle who had a radical conversion, came back to the faith. His wife is now battling cancer, and she's not so close to God. And it would be such a joy for him to pray together with her, you know? So please pray for them, too. I'll just throw that out. But of course, every situation's a little bit different. It really is. And I thought we could talk a little bit about it today, maybe give you the tools that you need to pray with your spouse, because it will transform your relationship. It will transform your marriage. It'll transform your relationship with God. I really believe that that is the case. And I'm joined today by John and Claire Grabowski. They've been doing marriage prep work in the Archdiocese of Washington, D.C. area for years. They were appointed to actually the Pontifical Council for Family back in 2009, and they authored a book together. You can get it at Emmaus Road if you're interested in picking it up, called One Body, a Program of Marriage Preparation and Enrichment for the New Evangelization. And this is something I wish was taught in greater emphasis in our pre-Cana classes, because I think if people understood the value of making this part of your relationship, I think we'd see a much greater success rate in marriage as well. And I'm joined by Claire and Dr. John Grabowski. Thanks for being here today, guys. It's a delight to talk with you.
Thank you for having us.
No, I don't want to invade your privacy, but I'm assuming that the two of you pray together, right?
Safe assumption.
Yes, we do pray together.
I would think so, especially if you're on the Pontifical Council for marriage. Was that always part of your relationship, or did that kind of evolve a little bit later on? And what has that done for your relationship?
Actually, when we first got married, we had both already had the routine of having our own personal prayer time.
Right.
So when we first got married, that's the way we came into marriage. We prayed separately. We did go to Mass together, which to me is the greatest form of prayer, is worshiping the Lord in the Holy Eucharist.
Yep.
But our personal prayer time evolved over the years, and we started doing morning prayer together and sharing what the Lord was teaching us, and then we had the children join us. And this has just blessed our family abundantly, because we've accompanied each other, but we've also brought our children to the faith by sharing our love for prayer and the Lord with them. So, you know, it's something that has evolved over the years.
Yeah, and I have to re-echo that, too. My wife and I, when we first got married, you know, we're in your 20s. I have definitely a spiritual life. She had hers, but you know, once we began to pray together, boy, it's a really different dynamic. And I think kids help you do that, too. You know, they certainly help your prayer life, that's for sure.
As Claire said, today we have 5 grown kids, so we're almost empty nesters.
Yeah, me too.
You know, we do morning and night prayer together. When we take a walk together, which we try to do at least every other day, we'll pray a rosary together. We love to go to adoration together. So there are just lots of different opportunities you get and the Lord gives you, where you can build that into your relationship. Claire and I were just at a NFP conference, and Claire told the group there that, you know, our experience of working with couples over the years, the most important form of intimacy in a marriage is spiritual intimacy.
I agree.
When you have that anchor, it anchors the whole of your relationship, and it improves every, it improves your communication, it improves your affection, it improves your sexual relationship with each other as a couple. So spiritual intimacy is the heart of marriage. So being able to share with each other all these different ways that we can pray is a gift.
Oh, if it was Dr. Richard Fitzgibbons was on the air, and we were talking about marriage came up, and several calls called up, and people talked about how they were falling out of love with their spouse, or you know how the sexual intimacy has kind of faded as well. And I just find that a striking point, because when people think about prayer, yes, it's incredibly private. You're incredibly vulnerable. You know, praying is very intimate. But the connection to the sexual life as well, I guess those two are linked, but I never really thought of it as such. And for those who may be having the experience of feeling like they have grown apart in their relationship, or the marriage is kind of cold in the sexual department, how will prayer, I don't know, blow, you know, give oxygen to those flames?
Prayer is one of the kinds of communication, but there's also verbal communication, spending time talking with each other, and physical communication, holding hands and just being together. And these three, with spiritual being one of the most important, is what is mirrored in your sexual relationship. So if these three aren't strong, the other one isn't going to be either. So prayer is so important, praying with each other and for each other. For me, I am so blessed when I know my husband is praying for me when I have a hard day, or when I'm sick and he prays over me. It just makes me love him more and know that he loves me more.
And doctor?
So there have actually been studies. Some years ago, Father Andrew Greeley wrote a book called Faithful Attraction, and he shared all these studies, all this social scientific data that showed couples who pray together on a regular basis have a more regular and a more enjoyable sexual relationship than couples who don't. We have hard data that shows this. Why? Because as Claire just said, sexual intimacy is just a mirror. It's just a reflection of all those other dimensions through which a couple connects. Communication, physical affection, and sharing their spiritual life together. And again, that's the deepest. That's the most important. That's where we open our hearts, bare our souls. There's nothing more intimate than that. Then your sexual relationship is drawing from that well of closeness in your relationship and reflecting it back.
Well, there you go. A little secret for you, everyone. You know, you know, the other thing too, just from a spiritual perspective, all kidding aside, the enemy does not want you to pray with your spouse. Does not want prayer in that relationship. He doesn't want you to pray, because I really believe marriage is one of God's primary vehicles for not just ushering in the kingdom, but being a witness, a reflection of the gospel to others as well, and a witness to life as well. Have you found that as well, that Satan does not want people to pray for you know, to pray with their spouse, and has a special enmity for marriage?
I definitely see that. I know so many marriages that are struggling and children who are struggling because Satan wants to ruin families. But if we fight against him and we evangelize our family by praying with them, and, you know, marriage and family is ultimately created for us to bring others to heaven. It's our spouse and our children that are our priority to evangelize so that we can spend eternity with them and the Lord. So, yes, Satan does not want us to pray together, and he makes our lives really busy. He gets us involved in everything. He gets us addicted to the internet, the kids to their phone, anything that's going to cause our family not to pray together.
Totally agree. And, I mean, we can all think about times when we are trying to move forward in our prayer life as a couple or as a family, and we just had a whole series of hardships and difficulties. It's a spiritual battle, and the spiritual battle affects our relationships with each other. One of the best ways to bring down, for Satan to bring down the church, is to bring down the domestic church. The family is the key. It's the key to the new evangelization, but it's also the key to, if the family begins to crumble, it undermines God's plan. Not ultimately, of course, but it harms the well-being of the church and of society when the family begins to struggle and fail.
Yeah. We see that. I think we're in an epic battle today. You know, as we see marriage redefined in our country and the family being attacked and divorce rates and so much more. I'm going to open the phones too. We'll take a few calls for you, Claire, and for you, John. My guest today is Dr. John Grabowski and his wife. And we're taking a look at accompanying one another on a spiritual journey. And if you're not praying with your spouse or maybe your boyfriend or your girlfriend, there's a lot you can learn, and look, we'll help you. Maybe it's difficult for you. Maybe your marriage is in trouble. Maybe you're having difficulty right now. Why don't more Christian couples pray together? I think it's an unfortunate reality because I think they don't believe maybe the power of prayer. Maybe it's because life is good and you feel you don't need to pray. Maybe it's because praying with your spouse is awkward or uncomfortable or inconvenient. Maybe it's because you think your spouse, you know, wouldn't want to pray with you, or maybe you're not that open. You know, maybe it's too intimate, which I think would be a tragedy. But, you know, you can sound off right now and join us. 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. Feel free to join the conversation. Love to hear from you. Do you not pray because you feel God doesn't answer your prayers? Or is it out of fear or lack of courage? Is it because you just don't think about it? Maybe this is something new. And as, you know, Dr. Grabowski and Claire were pointing out, just like my own wife, when we first got married, we didn't necessarily have a joint prayer life. We prayed separately, attended Mass, did those things, occasionally prayed the rosary together. But as life went on, this has become a big part of our relationship and our spirituality. All right, 888-914-9149. In terms of facilitating this, there's a lot of people saying, well, what about my spouse if they don't want to pray? What are some of the steps to get that other partner? Yeah, their spiritual places might be in a different place right now. How do you get your partner maybe to begin to pray with you?
I mean, this is where Pope Francis's language of accompaniment is really helpful, because what is accompaniment? It just means walking with another person, walking with them in friendship. If our relationship with the Lord is at the center of our lives, then the people we're walking with, we're going to be sharing that with them. We're going to look for opportunities. If we know that God is blessing us or healing us in some way, we're going to look for opportunities to share that with others. So spouses, family members, even if there are those walls up, there are all kinds of opportunities that come up in the course of a day or the course of a week to say, hey, can I pray for you for this? Can I pray over you? I see you're really anxious and struggling. And again, if it's in the context of a friendship, then it's hopefully not going to be threatening or overwhelming for the person who's receiving the offer.
Right. Gotcha. That's good advice. You know, a couple of things. Ladies, I would be gentle with your husband. You know, and maybe ask him to lead family prayer for dinner. Say grace. If he doesn't do that, it might be a good way to do it. And gentlemen, take your own role. Show a little leadership as well. Ask your wife. You might be surprised at the response. Let's take some calls. Time's going to fly here for the both of you. So let's tune into those who are joining us around the country right now. Terry's listening in Orange County. Hi, Terry. Good afternoon.
I wanted to say, in San Bernardino, I know people I know, especially in Orange County, the divorce rate is extremely high.
Wow.
And I think it's the distractions, the busyness, all of the above that was mentioned earlier. And I also, the generational sin and whatever couples bring into the marriage, it is an opportunity. We need to bring down these walls at pre-Cana, so we go into a fresh beginning without the enemy having a stronghold in any of these areas of our hearts and souls, because we can't move forward freely, openly, and intimately. You know, all of us, our whole church, we need to be healed and bring hope and healing, because there's just so much despair and heaviness.
Yeah, let me let them respond to you, because we have just a few minutes here, and she hit on a lot of different things. I love what they're doing with the bishop. Also, pre-Cana, she mentioned that. I know you wrote about that. I think that's really important, too, but I'll let you respond.
Sure. I mean, I think it's a great tool for couples and families to experience God's healing grace and gotten the freedom God wants them to have.
Does prayer help with the baggage? I mean, that was another thing that Terry brought up, which I thought was interesting. A lot of second marriages. There's a lot of people who bring a lot of stuff into the relationship. And I think prayer can really kind of smooth those rough edges, maybe really help build those bridges. Otherwise, that stuff without prayer, I think, remain big obstacles sometimes in relationships. Do you see that in the work you're doing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one idea, and then maybe I'll throw it over to Claire. Prayer is how we access and draw on the grace that God pours out on us in the sacrament of marriage and the other sacraments that we receive. We need that channel open so that we can actually receive. God always gives grace in the sacraments, but we don't always receive it because of obstacles or things that we put up. Prayer is one of the things that God gives us to open our hearts, open our lives to that grace.
And I think, you know, she's very right about needing healing and needing to pray over each other, because we do come to our marriage with baggages. There's no completely healthy family. So when two families join each other, they have issues coming from both sides. And dealing with them, whether it be addiction,
yeah,
or there's so many problems. Right. Like, you know, we all know that each family comes with something.
Yeah.
And we need to pray over each other. We need to ask others to pray over us. And the sacraments, the grace that comes through the sacrament, are the priority. But I'm very familiar with Unbound, and I have friends who are Unbound counselors, and I highly recommend it. I think it's a great program. Yeah. And there's others out there, too, but Unbound is an excellent one.
Terry, thank you very much. We'll go to Beth listening in Michigan. Hi, Beth. Thank you for joining us.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. So I wanted to know if you might have a suggestion for introducing prayer. I believe that it would benefit my husband and I greatly. We've been married 23 years, have 5 children together. However, life has taken some tolls as far as burdens and debt and occupation, just some wrong choices in those departments. There's some bitterness with these life happenings, and it's starting to drift us apart with our marriage, and we both feel it. So is there a suggestion to maybe starting to bring us closer together, even while these hardships and differences are occurring?
Great point. The thing I would encourage you is to say, don't feel like you have to have your marriage fixed before you begin praying, because prayer is how God can work in your marriage and help to heal it and help bring you back together. Sometimes we feel like we have to put our own house in order, but that's not true. And so I would suggest, take small steps. Start praying together 5 or 10 minutes a day, or just a little bit each day. Read a little scripture, share about it, pray for each other, pray for your family. What a great thing that we experienced as a family when our kids were growing up, just nightly prayer and reconciliation as a family, asking each other's forgiveness, asking the Lord's forgiveness. But it only takes a few minutes a day to start the habit, and then you can begin to build on that.
And Beth, I just want to follow up on what the doctor said too. You know, I find, especially if you're not praying right now, rather than saying, okay, we're going to pray the rosary together, or we're going to do some sort of other prayer, just say prayers together openly at night before you go to sleep. Just take a few minutes. It doesn't have to be a long road ordeal. It just has to be something very intimate. Say, hey, let's pray for our 5 kids, or let's pray for this, or for the business, or whatever it is that you're praying for right now. And then just start that way. You know, it doesn't have to be long. It could just be a couple minutes, but that's a great way to do it. You crack the door open. You got to remember, prayer's worth it. And I think it's an antidote to a lot of the problems that so many are experiencing in their relationships. Jesus treated prayer like it was a lifeline. And I think we have to do the same thing. You know, very often you read in the scriptures where Christ, you know, Jesus, you know, was drawing away from the crowds to do what? To pray. All over the Gospels, there's that testimony of him doing that, because he went and he sought direction and wisdom and strength from the Father. Why? Because it worked. And I think the same thing should be the case in our marriages too. If you start to implement prayer in your relationship, you're going to find you have a greater strength. You're going to have direction. You're going to have wisdom dealing with the problems that affect you. And it doesn't have to be anything complicated. I would just start very, very simply. And I think you'll see the fruit of it. But Claire, I'll let you respond too.
I would. I'd like to add, I think one of the most important things in starting your prayer together is to spend time in reconciliation. We did this with our children when they were little, is we spent time and we all asked forgiveness of each other, of ways that we hurt each other that day, or in a case of bitterness and stuff in your marriage that you haven't had the time to repent of yet. But if you spend that time together and admit that you made mistakes and ask each other to forgive each other and ask the Lord to forgive you and to guide you and to give you wisdom to make the right steps, I think that will really help.
Kathy in Long Beach, California. Good afternoon. Thanks for waiting.
Thank you, Joan, for taking my call. I just want to say that Marriage Encounter is the most wonderful thing to really, it's like the icing on the cake. It's just wonderful. You find out things about your spouse that maybe you've never talked about. But it's only for good marriages, you know. But you write on it. You write something about what's happened or what bothers you or something like that. But you don't garbage out. You just, you know, write on a subject, and everybody has to do that that's there. And everybody's with their spouse. It's so beautiful. My husband did not want to go, but we did. And we had the most wonderful time. Awesome. It clicked in on Saturday. And it's just beautiful. So anybody out there, but it's for good marriages. And I just found out more about my husband than I ever knew.
Wow.
And we were married for 43 years.
Good for you, Kathy. That's awesome. We only have 2 minutes left here. So, Dr. John, Claire, I'm going to let you both respond, both to Kathy, and there's a lot of other groups that are out there, too. That's a great one, Marriage Encounters. But some final thoughts for those who want to deepen their relationship with their spouse, and in particular, prayer.
Marriage Encounter is a wonderful ministry, and it gives couples great tools to enhance their communication and to enhance their prayer life together. But, again, I would just encourage couples not to be afraid to open the door to prayer in their relationship, because praying as a couple is transformative for your marriage. It gives God the opportunity to work in your marriage, in your life together, to deepen your love for each other. It's a great doorway to walk through together. And as you just encouraged that last caller, you can do it with small, simple steps. Just start, and then see how it builds, and see how the blessings start to happen in your relationship.
All right, and Claire, do you want to give some final thoughts?
I think John just said it all. The only thing I would add is another wonderful thing you could do to pray together is go to adoration together. If you don't know the words to say to each other, with each other, go to adoration and sit in front of the Eucharist together. And let God minister to both of you.
Great stuff. Well, I want to thank you both for being with me today. I got to leave it right there. Your book is available, I'm assuming, Emmaus Road. And is there any other resource you want to direct people to?
As you said, there's tons of great resources out there. The PopChacks actually have a new book coming out on praying as a couple. That's great for a couple who's just looking for a place to start, to pick up and use.
That sounds great. Well, thank you. My gratitude to Dr. John Grabowski and his wife, Claire. When we return, we'll change gears. More great stuff straight ahead.